Welcome to the Official Marketing Showcase podcast, where we speak about the latest marketing trends, tools, and ideas. I'm Alex King, your host for the day. We're here at the Utilita Bowl in Southampton. My next guest this morning is Ross, but I'm going to let him introduce himself and what he does.
Hello, my name's Ross. I'm from SUSU Media. So if you don't know, SUSU is Southampton University Students' Union. So we support students, run events, look after their academic and sort of mental well-being. But we've got a new branch, which is SUSU Media, and it's all about video content and video marketing. And we basically, a mix of two things. We want to provide video content for different businesses, charities, that sort of thing. But also video marketing consultation, because it's something that a lot of people are quite, I'm going to say scared of, because it's, it seems really daunting. It seems like, oh my gosh, video, you need to get these massive cameras, you know, you see them behind the scenes of films, and I don't know anything about that, blah, blah, blah. But we can help with that sort of thing. But I also want to sort of talk about it in the sense of it's not as sort of hard as people think it is. It's not as technical as people think it is. Yeah. And I'd really encourage anybody to really implement video into their marketing strategy. So that's what I'm here for.
And I'm one of those that was scared. I'm going to say I was scared because I didn't grow up in this digital era. I'm older than I looked. But it's easy now, right? We've all got phones with cameras and they're good cameras.
100%. And it's kind of having fun with it and having a playing around and learning what works for you and your business or whatever sort of video marketing wants to do. But like, yeah, you've got a really high quality camera in your pocket that people just don't think about, particularly with no matter what phone you've really got, the newer generations are getting better and better and better. And there are some really simple things you can do to improve your video marketing and make it stand out just with using a phone, just little techniques, little things that you can just buy for really cheap, like kind of like phones. You can get like little steady cams for like 20 quid, you know, online. You know, obviously there are some better ones and things like that, but just little techniques you can do to just boost it. I was going to mention it, you know, little things to kind of boost and sort of learning what people are interested in, that sort of thing. And people don't realize that they're watching video, you know, if you're on social media watching videos every day, so you know more than you think you do about video marketing.
So do you give advice to people who are on certain courses, or is it everybody?
So we do a mix of stuff. So of course we do our kind of video production services. So we're more than happy if you've got a video that's in mind that you're not sure how to start, I can come and create that for you, discuss your goals, target audience, platform, all that sort of thing. Happy to come in and create that for anybody really. But we also do sort of video consultation, so we're doing workshops actually at the Student Union. So they're starting from August this year and then they run throughout the year, and they're basically all about video marketing. So we have one that's called basically do it yourself, so sort of techniques of how you can use a phone. I'm going to get everyone to get their phones out, little editing software that you can use, we're going to film things, that sort of thing. Got a workshop on confidence on camera, because that's a really big thing. Is a lot of times I go to these businesses and they would love to chat about it. And if we were, you know, chatting over a coffee, they'd be like, oh yeah, we do this, we're amazing at this, blah, blah, blah. And then you set up a camera and then they freeze.
Yes.
And they're terrified and they start sweating. And then they suddenly forget what they do, even though they've been doing it for 30 years. So we've got a whole workshop on, you know, just little sort of breathing techniques, drama I'm a drama student. So, well, was a drama student many years ago. No fear, many years ago. But there's different like breathing techniques, little calm techniques you can do, and kind of thinking about your scripts, or if you don't want to do a script, sort of questions, that sort of thing, so you can sort of come across kind of better on camera. Our first workshop that we've got in August is more about where to start with video, where to get ideas from, because everyone's doing video now. It's like, how do you stand out? How do you engage people? Because, you know, on Instagram and TikTok, people just, after about 2 seconds, they just complete the scroll bar. So where you get those initial ideas from and how you stand out. So not only do we want to make video for people, we also want to make sure people can make video for themselves as well.
So this is, I've got loads of questions for you.
This
is brilliant, because I've only done one video on my LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got told to do it and it went down really well. It's really good reaction. So would you say just video is strong enough, or would you say you need copy with it as well?
Oh, really interesting. You do need a mix of things. I often get the question of like, oh, so should we be doing videos instead of photos? I'm like, do everything. You know, videos are never going to replace photos. They just have become as equally important as photos. I think copy is just important. What you're saying with the video is important, because if you're engaging people, then they'll read that as well. But how you're displaying stuff in the video is really important, making it accessible. I'd recommend having subtitles and everything.
I was going to say, captions are a huge argument whether you should have them or not.
In my professional opinion, I'd say 100%. So when we do stuff personally for our own marketing at Student Union, if anybody's talking, we have captions on it, just automatically built in. Because not only for accessibility, you want to get to reach all those different varieties of people, but also lots of people watch video without sound. I do.
Yes.
Like, same. I watch all the time without sound. And instantly, if I see a video of someone's mouth moving and they haven't got any subtitles, I'm just like, next. So you don't want to kind of alienate that sort of thing. And I know particularly my generation is so like when I'm watching TV, I have subtitles on all the time now.
Especially when it's American.
Yeah. I just have it on everything.
You do it really quickly.
Yeah. It's literally like, it's not as back in the day, sort of like 10 years ago, people would get annoyed by subtitles. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think it makes things easier to understand. Yeah. And just more accessible right now.
Okay. Right. I've got two more questions for you.
Fire away.
What about hashtags?
Oh.
How important are hashtags, Ross?
Hashtags with video. With video, again, very important, but it's about having the right ones. Like, when I first started in marketing, I got told us for this, I would just put millions of hashtags because I thought that's what it was. The more hashtags, the more it is. But that's not the case anymore, because now algorithms are so more complicated. It's almost, if you put too many, it's almost become slightly spammy. It's not like you're not getting your right target audience. And it's kind of, hashtags are very similar to like target audience, in the sense of, I get really annoyed when I ask people what's your target audience and they say everyone, because you're never going to reach everyone. That's if you're trying to go for everyone, you're going for no one, basically. And it's the same with hashtags. If you put a bazillion hashtags thinking that you're just going to, you know, get to every single person, you're not going to. So yeah, copy, hashtags are so important. Again, it depends on your platform, because sometimes on Instagram it's better to have more hashtags, whereas on TikTok it's better just to have, like, you know, don't take, you know, this is my experience. Some people might disagree with me, but sometimes it is better to just have two or three really solid, specific hashtags for what you're doing. And sometimes I found it's better, do you know, when you put a hashtag in, it will say how many people have used that hashtag. Sometimes it's better to go for the ones that I feel like some people are going to be like, what? No, with a bit less. Because sometimes it's like the classic on Instagram is you put hashtag for you page.
Yeah.
But that's been hashtagged about 2 billion times.
Yeah.
But then that's like, are you going to reach 2 billion people? Mm. No. So sometimes if you're talking about a really specific subject, I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, where you do the hashtag and it's only like 20,000 people use that hashtag compared to one that's been 2 billion people use, you're probably more likely to kind of infiltrate that kind of smaller audience if you go for that specific type. And now it's the same with video, it's the same with hashtags, is going for a slightly more, it's going to use the term niche, which is not quite right, but more specific target audience is so much better than just trying to go for absolutely everybody.
Brilliant. Well, I think you've answered all my questions. Thank you very much. Now, how do we find you, Ross?
So if you look up Susu Media, we've got a website, which is www.susumedia.co.uk. We've got Instagram, which is @SusuMedia_. And then we're also on LinkedIn as well.
All right. Well, thank you and good luck with it.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.